This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. We are at Anarchapulco 2019. We're coming up on the noon hour here, so it's still before lunchtime. Been a great group of speakers so far. We've been focusing on some of the folks from the Crypto Pulco room, but it won't necessarily be like that the whole time here this weekend. And Mark has changed out of his king uniform. He is, it was too hot, he was saying, so he's looking more of like a normal participant in a convention at the moment. Christopher Gronsky is with me here from Destination Freedom. Hello, Christopher.
Hi, nice to be with you, Ian. It's great to be here.
Yeah, and, I spotted you walking around. Like, I don't think you've been to one of these things before.
No, this is the first time. I was long overdue to have some downtime. You know, it's very busy with the work we do. And so back when they began to sell tickets for this, my wife said, well, you know, maybe you should go down and meet a number of people and you know, just make some connections, maybe get a chance to be a speaker next year or something. And I think that's really what, you know, I really want to enjoy the place here. I mean, you can't beat Acapulco for,
it's beautiful.
Then the facility is just wonderful. But what I'm getting out of is, you know, going to dinner and hanging with people, meeting people, and
it's
that's
a good
just a
crowd.
Joy.
It's an easy
it's
crowd.
It's just wonderful.
And the neat thing is this year they've rented out the whole hotel, so everybody you see here, as I understand it, is either an employee at the hotel or they are attending this event.
Yeah, so, you know, and so for me that's refreshing. I wanted some downtime, so this has been great. And you know, so what I'm enjoying from the conference is the crypto track and all that. So that's what's interesting to me. And then some of the main speakers and such as that. Well, what I told my clients, on my website, I said, I'm going down to Acapulco. And any of my clients that want to join me down there, I'll buy your first drink.
Okay.
So there's a number of clients that are here.
Took you up on it?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So I got a few of them here. And so it's just been wonderful.
It's cool like that. It's same thing for us here. You know, we've already had a couple listeners who are fans of the show who've never had a chance to see us in real life come up. They've said hello. And, you know, one guy sent an email asking if we were going to do something for the listeners. And I'm like, I'm not much into throwing parties, but Anarchapulco is basically a long party for an entire weekend. So I said, yeah, just come on by, say hello, and you know, maybe we'll get some tacos or something like that. It's fun to leave the resort, you know, and go out into Acapulco and just kind of explore out there as well. Even though the resort is super nice and the food here is fantastic, you know, Chris, Christopher, we've had you on the show in the past from as far back as I don't know, Pork Fest a decade ago. So you're an occasional guest here on Free Talk Live. You are the man behind DestinationFreedom.org. And tell our listeners that may be tuning in for the first time tonight, what do you do there?
Well, most of the time we'll have clients that are interested in coming out of federal jurisdiction. And some of the ways that people do that is by changing their status from being a federal citizen or a citizen of the District of Columbia. That's how the IRS defines the term United States. And just reestablishing their state citizenship. And in that, we do a process with the passport process and getting people to, when they do their passport with the State Department, that they push away that 14th Amendment citizenship that comes from the Congress and reestablish their state citizenship, which is based in habitation and domicile in
their state. Let's talk about that. I mean, what is it when you say a state citizen, what does that mean?
Well, the idea is that when you look at the power, the proper way to look at power and authority, that comes from the people. And so people form governments, whether you're talking local, state, or county, or what have you. And so what happens is,
and of course, the states came first in the United States.
Before the federal government.
Right.
So a lot of people think federal law trumps state law. Nah, that's not true
at all.
That's
what they want you to think.
Well, correct. Sure. And even the idea of, you know, the Constitution is the supreme law of land, that would be wonderful if the reps actually obeyed that, and yet that, you know, it's just they constantly are violating that. But the power of the Congress is declared in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 of the Constitution, which says they have exclusive legislative authority in the District of Columbia. And so the federal citizen, which is created by the 14th Amendment, that's the way the State Department defines the U.S. citizens by the 14th Amendment. Now, in the Constitution, which predates the 14th Amendment, it says the citizens of the states are entitled to all privileges and immunities of citizens of the several states. So they were United States citizens before the 14th Amendment. But the 14th Amendment, the citizenship that was first created, came from the Congress. So the Congress is the one that creates that citizen. And that citizen would be subject to Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, that exclusive legislative authority. And the courts have already determined that they don't have to uphold the Constitution in their jurisdiction. In the states, they do.
Mm.
But usually where the states will give up and will embrace federal law is whenever the federal government offers them cash.
Right.
And so they take it in, and then they have these regulations.
Then the strings are attached.
Of course. Yeah. And that would be in the schools and pretty much anything.
The great example in New Hampshire, which we're both from New Hampshire,
right,
is that New Hampshire for a long time has rejected the federal cash to mandate seatbelts. So
correct,
there's no seatbelt mandate for adults driving in New Hampshire, and they've had to turn down the handout, the money that the federal government has been offering year after year after year to do this.
Correct, and that's pretty much the way it always is. So, you know, I think of the states as, you know, these whores. They don't know how to balance a budget without the free money, you know, and so that, as if taxation is free money.
Yeah.
But that's how it's always, you know, comes up. So they, when they do any budget of any sort, and they say, like, well, here's how much the feds are doing, then they offer the control, and so they take the money with the controls, and that's how the feds are in the state.
Ah, okay.
And so
it's all contractual is what you're saying.
Exactly. And so that, you know, whether that's the Department of Transportation or, you know, all these things. So it's just an agreement. So if the states want to be, you know, we talk about the New Hampshire exit, you know.
Secession?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's fine if we want to do that, but we will never do that until we get off the federal nipple.
Yeah.
And so the idea of that is, you know, if you want to see how New Hampshire would do without the feds, is give up the money. That's
sure,
the first way. So if we're successful at that, then we'll say, oh, what I'm making up is we wouldn't have to secede if we would just give up the money.
Right. And that's what they call nullification.
Correct.
Right. So it's sort of the halfway point between full-on secession. We can just nullify here, there, and everywhere.
Correct. And so that's why I always say, well, you know, until people are willing to be responsible for themselves, there's no way they're going to embrace freedom. And freedom is a word that people say, like, well, you know, they don't like us because of our freedoms and all that. No, no.
Mm.
If you want to secure the greatest amount of freedom in your life, take on the greatest amount of responsibility for yourself,
yeah,
your family, your neighbors, your town. That's when you push out the tyranny, is because most governments want to say, you can't take care of yourself without us, and therefore we're going to take
we
care
own
of
you.
And yeah, then they'll tax and regulate you. That's the gig. And understandably, too, because if you don't want to be responsible for yourself, imagine your kids coming home, and your kids are going to live in your house, and they're going to say, I want to live the way I want to. And say, well, no, if you're going to live in my house, you're going to do what I say.
Sure.
Otherwise, move out and be in your own place. So, you know, but we recognize that, and it's the same with the feds, the same with government in pretty much every aspect.
So if we could nullify, you know, get out of all the federal contracts with the New Hampshire government, just exits all that stuff, could we also tell the federal government to go screw off as far as the IRS is concerned? Because that's the big objection, is people are going to say, well, but we need this money because we're paying them, so then we're just going to be out all this money that we're paying them, and we're not going to get any of it back.
Well, the income tax doesn't go to run anything in the government. If you look at the Grace Commission, they said the income tax goes to interest payments on the debt.
That's right, yeah.
And transfer payments. So when I saw that, I'm like, I don't want to give these central bankers another nickel. To hell with them. I'd rather, you know, go to jail than to give them any of my labor.
Me too.
And so that was the first place I started interacting with IRS and saying, I'm not a federal citizen. I'm a citizen of my state. And so it was a moral choice for me. And there's a lot of taxes that we can't avoid. You know, you buy a gallon of gasoline, someone else is paying it, and this is all working out.
Yeah.
And that's an excise tax. But that particular tax, it was in my control. And I said, like, okay, the answer is no. And so then it's like, okay, then I remember asking my wife at the time, saying, okay, do you want to save receipts or do you want to write letters? And I'm like, all right, let's write letters. And so we're writing. And then now, you know, I don't do anything with the IRS, you know, other than
can
help
talk,
other people.
Can we talk more about that in a moment here? Chris, Christopher Gronsky is with me. I'm here at Anarchapulco. It's Free Talk Live. We're continuing. We're going to be here throughout the weekend. And go to anarchapulco.com if you want to learn more about this great event. Beautiful location, the Princess Resort right on the ocean, Pacific Ocean here in Acapulco, Mexico. You definitely don't want to miss this event if you can't make it out this year. Start planning for 2020. This is Free Talk Live.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. AnyPay.Global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Talk Live. It's also Anarchapulco 2019, and you can go to anarchapulco.com to learn more about the event. We're talking with some of the speakers, some of the attendees, just whoever as we want to. That's how we do it here. We're going to be here throughout the weekend, all the way through Sunday's episode of Free Talk Live. And we are recording these shows throughout the day. It makes it easier for us to, bring a guest over. We don't have to say, Christopher, can you come back at 8 o'clock tonight, you know, when everybody's having fun, and you just come back and be on the air with us. It just doesn't work very well. So instead, I saw Christopher Gronski and was like, hey, come on over, and we're doing an interview. So longtime friend of the show, had you on a number of times over the years from New Hampshire mostly, so this is the first time I think we've had you on from outside of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you've enjoyed Anarchapulco so far, even though it's just the first morning.
Oh, yeah. This is you can't beat this.
When did you get in?
What was it? I guess it was Tuesday.
Okay.
And, when you pull in the van, getting out of the van, and you're walking into the lobby and...
Of this pyramidal hotel. I mean, it is monstrous.
Oh, yeah.
It's pyramid.
It's awesome. And you're looking right straight through the ocean, and then you have all these beautiful palm trees and the fountains, and then the pools and such, and swans, and
yeah.
Like, okay.
It's beautiful.
It really, like, takes you away. So, you know, it is definitely a place for relaxation, and then just to be hanging with freedom-minded people to where you can just enjoy yourself and just encourage people to keep doing what they're doing in their neck of the world, and just teaching and educating and encouraging people to keep pushing back tyranny and the state and just so that they can pursue their happiness and have joy.
Yeah, and you mentioned the world. I mean, just sitting here this morning, I've met people from as far away as Sweden. We just talked to a lady from the UK. People are from all over the place. Australia, the guy I just interviewed before you. I mean, so literally, this is it's the most international conference that I've ever been to. I mean, you know, we've been to the conferences in New Hampshire, and we've been to some Bitcoin. Mark and I have been to some Bitcoin conferences, and those obviously attract people from around the world. But this is really, you know, for the people that don't want to go to the United States, and you can't blame anybody for not wanting to go to the United States for a convention, this is the one to go to, and it's got a great vibe. Everybody here is relaxed. I mean, it's rare you'll see somebody in a suit. First of all, it's too hot. I think Jeffrey Tucker's probably the only guy in a suit.
I was just going to say about Jeffrey, he's like, that guy only is in a suit.
Right.
That's his casual
wear. He doesn't have a pair of shorts.
I'm sure people have bought him T-shirts, but he doesn't wear. He wears them under his outfit.
So Christopher Gronski from DestinationFreedom.org. We were just in the last segment touching on the IRS. This is an organization that, you know, a lot of people are frightened of. You were talking about the moral question of, do you want to be giving these people money to support the bankers, to support the military-industrial complex, all the evil and the violence that the government does? As you pointed out, the IRS is only collecting money to pay off interest on the debt. Is that right?
Well, that's correct. See, that's what the Grace Commission saw, was that, you know, none of the money that's collected by the IRS goes to run any aspect of the government. All of it is used for interest payments and transfer payments for the debt. So the more debt that these so-called elected reps create, the more the IRS collects, you know, interest payments on those. And so if you know, when I began to learn about how corrupt the banking system is and the central bankers and all, so like, you know, no, I'm not going to contribute to that, you know. And because what runs our government, obviously, is, excise taxes and a number of different things that are imposed on people. They're in everything that you purchase in that regard, all corporations and such. So, you know, so that was easy for me to decide to do that. And what I've noticed over the years when people look or talk about freedom and IRS and all, is they're expecting the IRS to not violate people's rights and to not, and you know, to have due process proper. What they don't get is IRS is for those that are in that jurisdiction. Okay, and so Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 of the Constitution says that the Congress has exclusive legislative authority. They don't have to uphold the Constitution in their jurisdiction. They do in the states, but not in D.C. And the federal citizen being a 14th Amendment citizen is subject to Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17. So people are wanting, that the federal government would uphold the Constitution in their jurisdiction, and I'm sorry, the courts have well established that they don't have to do that. And that's why, I'll be telling people, it's like, look, when you get a notice of levy, don't say, oh, my due process is being violated. If you're a federal citizen, then of course you don't have, that is the due process. Mm. They just have rules, and that's the way it works.
They do what they want.
Right. I remember one time an FBI guy had called me. They're calling about someone else. They wanted to talk to me about this other guy that I knew. And he says, I understand from your website that you don't think people should pay income taxes. I said, oh, no. I believe all U.S. citizens, regardless of where they live, and resident aliens, have a filing requirement. That's what I teach. That's what I believe. Now, see, what happens is that people think that there's only one United States citizen.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
That's the thing is that the IRS defines the term United States by the District of Columbia. These are U.S. District of Columbia citizens created by the 14th Amendment.
Does that mean everybody living in Washington, D.C.?
That would be anybody that would be living or working in D.C. if that's where their citizenship is. So that would be a U.S. federal citizen. But people are practicing that by ignorance. Every time you're asked, are you a U.S. citizen, by DMV or the jury duty or voting, if you haven't asked your state, what is the definition of the term United States here, and they'll let you know if it's the District of Columbia or not, then you can say, yes, I am or not. Because, listen, I am a United States citizen, and I'm not a United States citizen. Both those are true.
That sounds crazy. Can you explain that?
Well, in the tax code, in Section 7701, it defines the term United States as the District of Columbia. Always. Okay? But the United States citizen that you see in Article 4, Section 2 is the states. The Supreme Court in 1945 had ruled that there were three different types of definitions of the term United States. One, definition two was the federal government. The name of the federal government is the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So the United States isn't the same as the United States of America. Or the third definition is the states united under the Constitution. That's the states. That's another definition of the term United States. That's not how the IRS defines it.
And what was the first definition?
The first one would be referring to, like, America. That is a usage of the word United States. That would be geographic in that nature.
So is this intended to be confusing, like a lot of law is? Let's have two words, but three different definitions.
That was intentional or not, it's unfortunate. But, you ask, how do attorneys come to the table and write political law? Probably, but I don't know. But if you don't get the terms correct, you're not going to be clear. So once I saw that,
Asks you if you're a U.S. citizen, you don't know what they're asking you because they haven't said which definition they're asking you about. They may not even know themselves.
Right. If the IRS asks you, are you a United States citizen? Well, then if you know that the definition District of Columbia, you say, well, no. When we write to the IRS and say, I'm not a U.S. citizen or resident alien, based on the tax code. So that's all we said.
Based on their definition of United States.
That's the only definition they have.
And you're saying you are, instead of a federal U.S. citizen, you're a state citizen.
Right. I'm a citizen of New Hampshire, therefore I'm a United States citizen.
Because they joined the United States.
Not a 14th Amendment citizen.
Right.
See, my citizenship predates the 14th Amendment.
So the only way you would no longer be a U.S. citizen as a state citizen is if New Hampshire seceded from the United States.
Well, right. Then I'd still be a New Hampshire citizen, and then New Hampshire wouldn't be part of the United States in that regard.
Hold that thought. Okay. We're coming up here if you want to stick with me.
Yes,
this is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has approved a procedural vote that paves the way for final passage of a bill that would avert another government shutdown. But it doesn't include all the money President Trump wants for a border wall. So he plans to declare a national emergency to get the funding.
I think he has all the legal authority in the world to do this.
The president's decision was cheered by some and criticized by others.
You know, I've been very clear on my concerns about the president declaring this as an emergency.
Declaring a national emergency gives the president broad powers to seize property and redirect funds from a variety of other projects without congressional approval. It's a move normally reserved for natural disasters and would enable President Trump to direct the Army to construct a border barrier. A court challenge is expected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here at Anarcopulco 2019, the beautiful Princess Resort right on the beach. You really couldn't ask for a nicer place to be and a nicer group of folks. It's been great so far, but we're only on day one of 4 days of broadcasting here from this event. Of course, love it when I encounter other folks from New Hampshire here at the event, and we'll see, I'm sure, a few more. Derek J. and Stephen were on with us earlier, and now Christopher Gronsky from New Hampshire, and DestinationFreedom.org is his website. Chris, you wanted to get into another concept, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to do that. Delegation of, authority? Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, if you want to understand a little bit about the power that the states have that didn't come from the federal government, this is before the federal government was created, the Declaration of Independence discloses that. And so, and what they had declared was that these states are free and independent, that they have all power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, and do all other things that independent states have a right to do. And so, and New Hampshire still has that. All power this is a principle of liberty and freedom. All power originates in the people. And the only
that's the theory, at least. That's the way it should be.
But I'm saying that, that reality. Listen, we're being abused, and we're definitely being. And I believe that you know, we can always blame government for that, but people are the ones that allow this stuff to
happen.
That's right. And so, so the idea is that when we talk about when you have a rep, they're not superior to you; they are inferior to you.
They're supposed to be representing.
They're supposed to be representing, right? So the idea is that power is delegated. You see, power is not given up. Like, I have power and I'm now giving it to you. I don't have power anymore. That's not the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
The power remains with me. And then I give it to, I lend it to you in a delegation. Now you're going to do what I'm directing you to do with that power. And as long as you do that, it's like in a power of attorney. As long as they're doing your will, that's great. Otherwise, you pull it back.
You fire them.
Now the federal government, the responsibility of how the federal government's behaving is the states to regulate and control. So the safest place to deal with the federal government is to empower your state to push out and to make sure the state legislature's making sure that the feds continue to do their bidding, whatever that is. Now, if the states are made up of statists, well, they're going to want the federal government to keep giving them cookies.
Yep.
And they'll continue to be irresponsible. But if they're freedom-minded people, then the legislatures of the states will continue to push the federal government back and say, no, we'll be responsible for ourselves, and you only do what's been delegated to you in the Constitution and nothing else.
Yeah, we don't need your help. Thank you, but no thank you.
It's been abusive because, you see, what the Declaration of Independence says that, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands that have connected them to another and to assume among the powers there the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's got entitled them. Now, the idea of that is that we don't have a right to associate with people. Okay, there's no right like that. You have a right to disassociate with people. Because if you don't have a right to say, I have a right to be with you.
Nope.
There's no such thing as that.
No, yeah.
But I can't. It's an abusive relationship that says, no, you have to be with me. That's the abuse.
You're mine.
You're right. You know, I love you.
Right.
And take your beating. You know, I mean, that's abusive.
Yeah,
and, you know, if another person was doing what the federal government does to us, we would have a restraining order and we would say, please don't come around. Because I have a right to disassociate with anyone that I choose. And that's what the original Declaration of Independence was saying to Great Britain was, we have a right to disassociate with you. And political bounds, according to them, are dissolvable. Like plop, plop, fizz, you know. See, I love that. They weren't inviting them into a war. And they said, we just are going to dissolve this. We're going to be on our way. Have a nice day. Hey, thanks. You know, goodbye. And I'm sure the King George says, well, they're dead men. And so the English, the Americans, all they had, they said was, we'll see you on the village green.
Mm-hmm.
And because, I mean, no one can compel you to be with other people. That's a violation of our human rights.
You're right. It's interesting looking at it as a violent relationship. A lot of people, even though they don't like what the federal government does to them, they've been brainwashed by them to believe that they need them. They need to, I don't like being taxed. I don't like being told what to do. But what would we do without them?
Well, you know, it reminds me of that scene from V for Vendetta where you know, the main dictator, the guy, he's like, you know, we're going to send a message that they need us.
Right.
You know,
to remind them why they need us.
Exactly. So it's like in this desperation. And this is the way all abusive relationships are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a nutbag and you need me. It's like, well, and you know, only insecure people would fall into that. So like, well, what am I going to do? How am I going to make ends meet? You know, it's like, well, you got to grow up. You got to be on your own. If you don't like how, you know, mom and dad are running the roost, well, hit the road,
Jack. Strike out on the road,
yeah. I mean, then you can embrace your own responsibility and your own freedom, and that's where it comes.
And it's so challenging where we are now with the people in the United States being given more and more freebies by the federal government and by their state governments, becoming more dependent on them. We just heard about this green proposal this week, which is just going to be, you know, if it passes, and hopefully it won't, but, you know, freebies left and right, you know, take care of you from the day you're born to the day you're dead. And some people love this. I mean, some people people love the idea of being told what to do. And it's hard for those of us that care about independence and freedom to live amongst these people, which is why I still think that one of the most important things, the movements in our lifetime, is the movement to New Hampshire for libertarians to come to the same place. Because, look, we can't get along with the welfare status. They're just not. We can't mix with those folks. Let them have California. Mm-hmm. Let them have New York. And then let the freedom people come to one place where that state government, you know, if we get enough people in, and we've got a couple dozen in there right now in the New Hampshire legislature that are doing good work trying to change the system from the inside. And those are some of the things that they can do, is they can disconnect from the federal government programs. They can say, no, thank you. We don't need your help here.
Right. And I think that allows the political market to be where a state is moving towards collapse because they embrace this stuff, that they can look at New Hampshire and say, well, that state's embracing responsibility. I want to be there, because they reward responsibility, or they may. That's our goal. And then it's a disincentive to expect something from your state.
Yeah. I was looking at, we pulled up, I think it's World Debt Clock. I think it's the website. Maybe it's not World Debt Clock. What is it, Mark? National Debt Clock? What's the debt clock site? USDebtClock.org, where you can actually, not only do you see the U.S. debt just constantly going up, but you can actually look at the different states' debts. And New Hampshire's is going down.
Oh, that's great.
Now, it's not the only one. I think Vermont as well. You know, some other states that are going down. But you look at California, you look at New York, you look at, you know, New Jersey, Illinois. I mean, these things are just constantly going up. So, I mean, that's some level of an indicator of, oh, there might be some fiscal sanity in this place. At the very least, it's a good starting point. New Hampshire has a lot of problems, but so does every state.
Correct.
And you know, if we can get enough people together who actually care about freedom, I think we can make a difference. And your website is certainly helping people, you know, set themselves free to understand these sort of, I would say, arcane very unusual concepts. The idea that the U.S. citizen can have three different meanings because there's three different definitions to the term United States. So whenever they're asking you if you're a U.S. citizen, the question you have to ask back is, well, which definition of United States are you talking about? And then that person's going to be like, what are the responses you get when you come back to them?
Well, usually, if you're dealing with the IRS, you know, they don't get into discussing anything of merit or value. They just say, like, well, just tell us when you're going to pay. I mean, I remember an IRS agent saying, like, well, everybody has to pay their taxes. I said, oh, really? Can you tell me where in the tax code it says everybody has to pay their taxes? Because I'd like to. I never read that. And he said to me, well, it seems like you know the tax code better than I do. I said, what am I talking to you for? You can take, you know, have a nice day.
Yep.
And I was like, no, we're done talking. This is ridiculous.
What if folks find if they go to destinationfreedom.org?
Well, we do classes once a month, and we have some classes coming up on the difference between state and federal citizen. That's usually online classes. Anybody can register for them and be a part of them. Then we have the passport processes, and we have a workshop for that that's less expensive. Or if they want me to do their documents, it's a little more expensive. It takes more time in that regard. But I can, you know, for those that are not savvy to do their own work and follow the templates that we have, you know, we make that available for them. And then there's other services as well.
What's the introductory class cost?
It's $100.
And you take Bitcoin, right?
I do. Bitcoin and Litecoin. And
check them out.
It's a full day from 10 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon Eastern Standard Time.
I've done it. It was really informative. Christopher Gronsky from DestinationFreedom.org. Always good having you on Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're here at Anarchapulco, day number one of four. Great crowd, good folks here. It's been a good event so far, and you're definitely going to want to make it out for 2020, or make it out for this one if you are on your way in. Mark, finally back with me after doing a lot of intros and such at the Cryptopulco stage. Welcome back.
Yeah, it was actually pretty rigorous emceeing. Usually you get quite a break with MCs, but these are 20-minute speeches, so things are rolling pretty quickly. Had a wonderful time, and I kept my room so well, it was packed. I mean, every seat and people were standing.
That's great.
I'm really delighted about
it's
the whole
It's all because
event.
Of you.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with the speakers.
Right. That's how I take it. So, what I do is I go to these events. I see lots of different people, and some of them are repeat faces. What I found is this guy, Mike Cobb. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, Mark. Nice to be here.
You're an expert on basically people who move out of the United States. Now, lots of people move out of the United States for lots of different reasons. Like maybe there's young people that want to go to London for the scene, or somebody wants to go to Switzerland for, I don't know, yodeling, whatever it is that they might do. You're kind of a specialist for sort of middle class people to move to places where their dollars, their Social Security, their pensions can go a lot farther.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's why we see so many people moving overseas. Yeah, I mean, they're the yodelers that move off to Switzerland once in a while, but that's the rare bird. I mean, at the end of the day, why people are moving out of the U.S. and Canada, I'm going to talk about Canada as well, in big numbers, is largely because of this quality of life enhancement that they can have for a lot less money. It's paradoxical, right? You would think to yourself, oh, especially in the U.S. or Canada, we know that if we want to have a higher quality of life, we have to pay more money for it. But when we go overseas, we can actually have a higher quality of life and it costs less, which, again, is paradoxical, right? But you know, I lived in Nicaragua for 14 years and just absolutely loved it. We had a woman deliver to our home every Tuesday morning a coffee bag full of organic fruits and vegetables delivered to our home every Tuesday morning, and it was $8.
Wow.
$8. I mean, like, we couldn't eat all that stuff in a week.
No. Right. And a lot of times keeping house can be difficult for folks. You can
right.
You can get help keeping house for just a minimal amount. Keeping
right.
the garden up, you know, those kind of things. You
Absolutely.
Can live in a beautiful location. It's surprising how many of the stores that we're used to are available in,
yeah.
in any of these places.
Right. I mean, you got Home Depot, you got Costco or Sam's Club or whatever. I mean, you got those kind of big box stores. You got Walmarts. I mean, so if you want to shop in the Walmart and you want to buy your groceries there, that's great. But you know what? You're getting chemical processed food just like you do in the U.S., right? But, I mean, we could eat this. We couldn't eat this bag of organic fruits and vegetables, you know, for $8. We'd have the lady, a very dear friend of ours, throw in free-range meats and cheeses and eggs and hormone-free everything, right? I mean, they're living up in the cloud forest and the cows are up there. They slaughter the cow, the meats. And I mean, it is just unbelievable. And so you get this quality of life that's much higher in terms of food, what we consume, you know, it's in our bodies, right? And the cost is far, far less. But, you know, to go see Lord of the Rings, for example, I mean, it was great. It came out the same day it came out in the U.S., right, each of the three movies, right? In English, we would go sit in these giant Lazy Boy recliners,
yeah.
right? And it was $3 to go
wow.
see Lord of the Rings in a Lazy Boy recliner. Right?
It was four and a half to go here in Acapulco Black Panther last year.
Okay,
and in
right.
the same situation, VIP theater,
yep.
two for one, and these it was
You're
great.
Right.
It was so awesome.
So there's quality of life.
Yep,
and it costs less.
You know, different places offer different things,
Of course.
But
yeah.
best I can tell, the food they have the United States beat on quality of food, hands
Absolutely.
Down, pretty much everywhere.
Almost always fresher,
yep.
less processed, less chemicals. Yep.
You got to work hard to get, in some cases, you got to work hard to get water that isn't going to, you know, upset your stomach or something, but that's about it.
Big bottles.
Yeah. You know, really, it's not that big of a problem.
Right.
So, one thing that you told me about last night that I thought was very interesting is the residency program in Panama. Can you tell me about that real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if people are looking for a second residency, as I call the Plan B residency, right?
Yep.
It's not like you're going to go live in Panama, move to Panama, but you believe that there's a train wreck in America coming, right? You believe that, like, we're on the wrong track and we're headed down fast, whether it's, you know, whether it's the debt, $22 trillion of debt, right? Or it's a train wreck of freedom, right? We see civil asset forfeiture and all the kinds of things that are going on that just scare us and tell us, you know, very big symbols saying, hey, red light, bad direction ahead, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know how to stop a runaway locomotive as
nope.
an individual.
Nope.
I don't know how to do that. And I hope that the collective consciousness of the United States puts on the brakes altogether and slows this locomotive down. And
doesn't work like it.
You're shaking your head no, right? No, but I hope it happens. But you know what? I can't live on hope.
Mm-hmm.
I have to live on reality. And the reality is I'd better have a plan B if stuff hits the fan in the United States and I want to get out. But Mark, here's the misnomer. This is important. Most Americans just automatically think, oh, yeah, if stuff hits the fan, I'm leaving. And you know what? You can leave as an American anytime you want and fly to about 100 countries around the world visa-free, right?
Where are you going to stay?
Where are you going to stay? You got it, man. Where are you going to stay? Because you can't stay in a foreign country on a tourist visa. Like, they're going to kick you out after 30 days or 60 days or whatever.
Mm.
And so unless you have a residency somewhere else, yes, you can leave. But no, you cannot stay. Right? So a second residency gives you the ability to leave and then stay in another country if things change in the U.S. in a way that you're not happy with. And so I call it asset protection of the highest order, because the asset we're protecting with a second residency isn't stuff or money. It's you,
yeah.
Ian. That's right. It's me. It's you.
So why Panama?
Oh, great question. Why Panama? Lots of countries have residencies. But the reason Panama is so specifically a great one is because it's easy to maintain. It's easy to get. It's inexpensive to get a residency. It's about $26,000 all in, your investment in a teak parcel, for example, and the government paperwork and the fees and all that kind of stuff. But you only have to go to Panama one day every 2 years to maintain it.
Wow.
Which makes it easy to keep. Right, that's yeah. why Panama specifically,
yeah.
and it's a nice country, and if you had to go there, it'd be an okay place to live.
Okay,
right. I mean, you could do pretty much any investment over there in Panama, but the thing is that you make it really easy.
We do,
right, and this yeah. investment will likely turn around, get a nice return on it in the process, and you've got that whole residency thing wrapped up. It's a 2-for-1.
It is, and you know, it's kind of like, you know, medical insurance. I mean, I have medical insurance. But I hope I don't have a heart attack.
Sure.
But if I have a heart attack, I'm going to be glad I have medical insurance, right? And so this residency kind of insurance program, the Plan B, does exactly that. It just gives us peace of mind that we know that if stuff hits a fan, we can get out and stay out.
So what about people who want to move out of the United States? They want their pension, their Social
yep.
Security. They want these sort of things to go farther.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they can make a little money online,
yep.
whatever it is. What's the best location for them right now from a financial standpoint and safety? People are going to care about that.
Sure, sure. So we're going to talk about ED. I mean, no, yeah, ED, electronic deposit.
Okay. Because I've heard that those initials used before.
Yeah, right. We're going to talk about electronic deposit. The beautiful thing about most pensions and Social Security now is you can have the money electronically transferred to any bank in the world. They'll do it for you, right? And so if you live in Panama or Costa Rica or Thailand or the south of France, it doesn't matter, right? I mean, you can have your money anywhere where you are. It's easy to do. And so what's really happening is folks who have fixed incomes, $1,500, $2,000 a month, combined pension, Social Security kind of numbers, you can actually have a really wonderful quality of life on $1,500 to $2,000 a month in many countries around the world, where in the U.S., you'd kind of maybe be scraping by a lot of places, right? And so, that's that paradox of a higher quality of life for a lower cost of living. And, you know, a lot of people say, what about medical care? You know, Panama has a Johns Hopkins facility, right? Costa Rica has the CIMA system. The main hospital in Managua, Nicaragua is a JCI Gold accredited hospital. And so if you're looking for high quality medical care, you know, just locate yourself in proximity to one of these medical facilities, and you've got pretty much everything you have in the States at about one-tenth the price.
Hmm.
One-tenth the price, right? And you always have Medicare as your backup, right? Things really, you get bad, you get cancer. I mean, the bad stuff happens to people, right? So you get cancer, you can fly back to the U.S. and access your Medicare benefits back in the U.S. You don't give those up when you leave,
right?
Right? So you still have them. So, again, best of both worlds kind of thing.
Hmm. What is teak hardwoods? What is that? Teak ownership?
Teak hardwoods, right. So about 19 years ago, we were looking for an investment. A small group of us were looking for an investment, and we looked at teak specifically, the teak trees,
okay.
which they make boats and furniture and stuff out of. Teak's a phenomenal hardwood product. The nice thing is it's been farmed starting with the Brits about 350 years ago. So it's been in plantation form for about 350 years, long track record, high demand in the marketplace over centuries. And so when we looked for a forestry investment, we picked teak specifically. It's the investment piece that matches up to the residency paperwork in Panama to give you that package.
It's good for lawn furniture and for boats.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you want teak yep. for those sort of things. It doesn't rot in the same way as, I don't know the specifics.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
You know, I'm a teak expert. Give us the website.
Oh, ecidevelopment.com will get you there. In the subject line, you can write residency, you could write teak, whatever you want in the subject line, and we'll put you in touch with the right people.
Thanks,
and
Mike.
Get you the information.
Appreciate it. We got more coming up from Anarchapulco tomorrow on Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.